again.
This is Rebecca Naldo, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading for Are We There Yet? A quirky travel guide to the Southwest and beyond. A brief history of the national parks. Many of America's most scenic and historic places have been set aside for the use of the public as national parks. National parks are spacious land, areas essentially in their primeval conditions, and so outstandingly superior in beauty to average examples of their several types as to demand preservation intact and in their entirety for the enjoyment, education, and inspiration of all the people for all time. The concept of a national park is an American innovation that in part grew out of the conservation movement that began in the 19th century. When Yellowstone was designated a national park in 1872, it became the first such park in the world. The burgeoning of American national parks reflected contemporary intellectual, social, and economic changes that led to a growing appreciation for wilderness and wildlife, a desire to escape the increasingly urban places that resulted from industrialization, and the popularization of the automobile. With increased awareness of and sensitivity toward nature came the desire to preserve some of the most spectacular landscapes and significant historical and cultural sites for the enjoyment of future generations. Americans wanted to visit these places to experience their beauty firsthand, whether they traveled by train, steamship, or, increasingly, by automobile. It is no coincidence that the first national park was explored and established in the same decade that saw publication of a great variety of articles and books about nature and wilderness. Several of the writers associated with the national park movement, including Clarence Dutton, Ferdinand V. Hayden, Clarence King, Nathaniel P. Langford, John Muir, and John Wesley Powell, described the spectacular scenery of the western United States. The Appalachian Mountain Club, one of the first private conservation organizations, was founded in 1876 to protect and preserve eastern wilderness areas. The United States Geological Survey, which undertook responsibility for surveying and mapping lands in the national domain, was established as a separate bureau within the Department of the Interior in 1879. Yellowstone became the first national park in 1872, but the National Park Service was not established until 1916. For four decades, the nation's parks, reserves, and monuments were supervised at different times by the Departments of War, Agriculture, and the Interior. Although the idea of national parks enjoyed broad, popular, and congressional support by the early 20th century, there was some resistance to converting reserves and monuments into new national parks. This was partially the result of a lack of coordinated policy and leadership in financing and administering the parks that already existed. Secretary of the Interior Franklin K. Lane's appointment of Stephen Ting Mather as the first superintendent of parks from 1915 to 29 did much to alter the situation. Mather was a leader in the transformation of the poorly managed and underfinanced national parks and monuments into the centrally administered National Park Service. Under his dynamic leadership, Grand Canyon, Acadia, Bryce, Zion, Lassen, Hawaii, and Mount McKinley National Park were established. He successfully lobbied for enabling legislation that ensured the future creation of other parks, including those that involved purchase from private owners in the eastern United States, such as Great Smoky Mountains, Shenandoah, and Mammoth Cave. The national parks of today are public resources for recreation, education, scholarship, and the preservation of endangered landscapes, natural communities, and species. They exist in 25 states, as well as the Virgin Islands, and include areas as diverse as the river of grass that makes up the Everglades, the mountains and valleys of Yosemite, the volcanoes of Hawaii, the Denali Wilderness of Alaska. Some of them were purchased by private individuals who then generously gave them to the nation. Others were taken from the public domain in order to protect them from agricultural or commercial development and exploitation. This is the best U.S. national parks to visit in 2024 and where to stay near each one, by Alexandra Toto, and last updated July 8, 2024. The best national parks in the United States add magic to any vacation. While treasures of national beauty, such as Denali's snow-capped peaks and Mount Rainier's hidden alpine lakes, look majestic in photographs, few things can compare to witnessing them in person. The magnificence of these landscapes offer profound shifts in perspective. Add a dreamy place to stay, and you're set for a transformative trip. America's national parks were conceived to protect and enhance quality of life. While there is no better time to visit than always, these standout selections, paired with thoughtfully selected hotels and rentals, have been vetted for their variety, uniqueness, and relevancy, making each one particularly unmissable this year. Based on multiple trips, we've selected the best U.S. national parks to visit in 2024 and where to stay near each one. Yosemite National Park, California. Who will love it? Group getaways, multi-level hikers, and landscape photographers. All-star attractions include Mist Trail, Glacier Point, and Mirror Lake. And don't miss hiking Yosemite Valley. There is a reason this global treasure was the first piece of protected land in the United States. Signed into preservation by President Abraham Lincoln under the Yosemite Grant Act in 1864, this destination was recognized as significant before the national park system even existed. The timeless beauty of Yosemite is evident in its vistas of enormous granite cliffs, fitted with countless cascading falls. Thousands, in fact, that break into powerful rapids. And unlike some parks that may lack amenities and infrastructure, Yosemite excels. Indulge in a tasty dinner and refreshing drinks, like the Half Dome Pizza at Curry Village's Pizza Deck. Without leaving the park's bounds, after a day spent hiking to a panoramic vista, rafting Merced River, or lounging at Mirror Lake. Where to stay? Firefall Ranch. This elegant sister property to Rush Creek Lodge and Spa and Evergreen Lodge opened its doors in May 2024, where an original stagecoach stop once stood in the 1870s. The resort hotel already has a supercharged culinary program and a luxurious spa. It will soon open an 18-hole forest disc golf course alongside hillside sunset wine tasting decks. Auto Camp Yosemite. While there are currently a select few rustic or under-renovation hotel and camping options available inside the park, we recommend these refined Airstream glamping stays for a vacation that satisfies with both camp vibes and creature comforts. Enjoy an outdoorsy day, but end it by a private fire pit, followed by a rainfall shower and sweet dreams on a memory foam mattress. The Moonstone Retreat. Let your stress melt away as you take in the view of the Merced River from this three-bedroom home. Leave the planning to your local guide and enjoy the on-site yoga studio, outdoor copper bathtub, and sensory-pleasing bells and whistles like yak cashmere throws and wood stove side floor pillows perched on sheepskin rugs. Glacier National Park, Montana. Who will love it? Leaf peepers, glacier seekers, and binocular owners. All-star attractions include Grinnell Glacier Trail, Lake McDonald, and Hidden Lake Trail. And don't miss driving Going to the Sun Road. Take off the rose-colored glasses. They aren't needed here. A natural mosaic of brightly shaded stones will reflect back to you every color of the rainbow from different eras of glacial melt history as you gaze into glass-clear Lake McDonald. Pile into the car or hop on the shuttle and prepare for a scenic drive across the Continental Divide on the way to trails that feature glacial lakes. Take your bathing suit along for a cold plunge if you're feeling brave. and dramatic vistas seen from cliffside paths. Be sure to bring binoculars. The opportunities for wildlife sightings, including bighorn sheep, bald eagles, bears, and moose, are plentiful. Where to stay? Many Glacier Hotel, perched on the edge of Swift Current Lake and backdropped by multiple mountain peaks, is this historic Swiss Chalet-inspired hotel renowned for its views. While you won't find amenities like air conditioning or televisions here, you will find multiple dining options and countless activities organized and offered on site, like boating and horseback riding. Après Whitefish, a boutique stay that won't break the bank, is the perfect place for adventurous travelers flying solo or traveling with a crew to stay in Après. Begin your day with a local roast from the espresso bar and unwind with heat either in the sauna or by the fireside. Then head back to your room to draw the blackout curtains and slip into a deep slumber on luxury linens. River House. Known as the closest house to the park's entrance, this cheery mid-century home featuring new furnishings and a nostalgic atmosphere has it all for a family trip. Swing in the backyard hammock surrounded by huckleberry bushes while you savor the familiar smell of dinner grilling and enjoy alternating views of the kids playing lawn games and the river views. Olympic National Park, Washington. Who will love it? Rainforest fanatics, sea-to-summit lovers, and sunset chasers. All-star attractions include Ho Rainforest, Rialto Beach, and Hurricane Ridge. And don't miss the Kalaloc Sunset. Whether you prefer mountains, oceans, or lakes, Olympic National Park's nearly 1 million acres have something to offer everyone. The remarkable vastness encompasses multiple ecosystems, including mountains, coastlines, lowland forests, and some of the most well-preserved temperate rainforests in North America. Lose yourself in Rialto Beach's colorful tidal pools, brimming with orange and purple ochre sea stars, green anemones, and spiky red sea urchins. Or watch waves crash against the striking sea stacks and arch rocks. A plethora of activities are on the table here. Rent a boat or paddleboard at Lake Crescent, hike to breathtaking views at Hurricane Ridge and Mount Storm King, or experience mystical moments on the Hall of Moses Rainforest Walk. Where to stay? Kalaloc Lodge. Serenity, sustainable on-site cuisine, and proximity to stellar beachfront sunsets are the reasons to stay in this high bluff hotel overlooking the Pacific Ocean. Its rusticity is clear, but the cozy, connected to nature feel and unbeatable location within the park make this peaceful getaway a top choice for travelers. Lake Crescent Lodge. 1 year after President Franklin D. Roosevelt's 1937 visit to Lake Crescent Lodge, he designated the Olympic Peninsula as a national park. Today, visitors continue to enjoy lakefront views from their windows or private outdoor seating area during stays in one of the nostalgic stone chimney-equipped Roosevelt fireplace cabins. Waterfront Tiny Home. This modern remodel of a 1920s cabin into a tiny home harmonizes modern architecture with Mother Nature. At this Seabeck stay, you'll wake up to views from windows reminiscent of boat portholes and wade into your own waterfront cedar hot tub. Yellowstone National Park, Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho. Who will love it? Wildlife watchers, geology buffs, and family vacationers. All-star attractions include Upper Geyser Basin, Grand Prismatic Spring, and Artist Point. And don't miss watching Old Faithful erupt. Known for its astounding geothermal features, including more than 10,000 burning hot springs, mud pots, fumaroles, and notably geysers like the iconic Old Faithful, the world's first national park is unparalleled when it comes to experiencing volcanic phenomena. Yellowstone is also renowned for its wildlife, And this June in particular, a Lakota tribe's prophecy was fulfilled here when a white buffalo calf was born, foretelling better times ahead while also serving as a warning to humans to better protect the earth and its animals. Animal encounters are imminent when visiting this park. American bison frequently cross roads in Lamar Valley. Wolves and foxes slink through fields, and elusive wolverines and lynx maintain a low profile. Where to stay? Lone Mountain Ranch. This luxury dude ranch, remodeled from its original 1915 structure and home to over 100 horses, embodies the splendor of Montana. Guests can choose their own adventure here, spend the day fly fishing for trout, practice archery, or galloping on horseback, then wind down at Horn and Cantle Restaurant or Little Bar. Yellowstone Peaks Hotel. Recently opened in May, this impeccably designed boutique retreat, minutes from Yellowstone, is the realization of a young family's dream to create a hotel that offers solace, passion, and beauty to travelers. There is something noteworthy about practically every nook of the built-from-scratch 21-cabin property, but the contrast therapy available through wood-fired Japanese soaking tubs, cold plunges, and a sauna stands out as particularly remarkable. Eagle's Wings Mountain House. Relax in a Yeti sheepskin chair with your feet up on a matching ottoman while catching up with your crew after a day of exploration. This luxury Paradise Valley home boasts a comprehensive list of amazing amenities, delivers mountain views from floor-to-ceiling windows, and features an art gallery showcasing local pieces available for purchase. Denali National Park, Alaska. Who will love it? Animal lovers, nature enthusiasts, and adventurous travelers. All-star attractions include Horseshoe Lake Trail, Denali National Park Kennels, and Mount Denali. And don't miss an aerial view of the park by helicopter, plane, or zipline. A whopping 6 million acres of pristine snowscapes and rolling fields dotted with wildlife await those who seek thrills or crave tranquility at Denali National Park. Relish moments of solitude at the base of North America's tallest peak, or feel the rush at dog sledding demonstrations. This park also provides a perfect vantage point for getting a glimpse of dancing northern lights, with aurora activity ramping up in August through April. Driving isn't the recommended form of transport here, as only 15 miles into the lone 92-mile park road are accessible by private vehicle. Note that the road is currently closed at mile 43. However, Denali is known for its array of alternative transportation options, including buses, bikes, rafts, ATVs, jeeps, helicopters, and more. Whichever method you choose, you'll want to keep your eyes peeled for abundant wildlife like grizzlies, wolves, and elk. Where to stay? Denali Backcountry Lodge. Only accessible by air due to current road closures, this lodge deep in the backcountry provides a curated wilderness experience second to none. The all-inclusive accommodations include any gear you may need for your adventures, along with itineraries tailored to your preferences. Activities on offer include gold panning, naturalist-guided wilderness tours, kayaking, fishing, and wood-fired sauna relaxation, among others. Talkeetna Alaskan Lodge. While both Mount Denali and the Northern Lights can be elusive, here you can see them from the hotel, and even opt to be notified by the property when they are visible. There is no need to wait idly, as amenities like snowshoes, sleds, snow tubes, bikes, and binoculars are readily available for use. After a day on the move, well-appointed lodge rooms await to offer repose. Denali Bear Cabin. This centrally located yet secluded cabin with a loft is a handcrafted oasis built from Douglas fir and pine. If you're fortunate, you may even get a glimpse of the aurora during a nighttime rejuvenation session from your private hot tub or covered porch. Big Bend National Park, Texas. Who will love it? desert dwellers, hot spring enthusiasts, and fossil seekers. All-star attractions include Langford Hot Springs, Lost Mine Trail, and Fossil Discovery Exhibit. And don't miss a dip in the Rio Grande at Santa Elena Canyon. Those who daydream of Zion's dramatic canyon views and the iconic hike through the Narrows, but prefer to avoid the crowds, should explore this remote park in Texas. Throw in watching wild horses graze as you soak in natural hot springs next to the Rio Grande, spotting shooting stars at one of the darkest skies in the continental United States, and walking where fossils of over 90 dinosaur species have been found, and you have the ultimate Big Bend trip. It's truly the Wild West out in the Chihuahuan Desert. Expect sightings of tumbleweeds, javelina pigs, and roadrunners as you drive from the desert ghost town at Terralingua to reach this well-worth-the-drive wonder. Where to stay? Summit Big Bend. Stay in a converted mining cave transformed into a luxury retreat. Stargaze all night from a glamping dome, or have your pick of chic casitas at this alluring desert escape. Feel the expanse of 1,000 acres of desert and mountains around you as you leave reality and revel in the 360-degree views. El Cosmico. Eclectic and far-fetched, this eye-popping collection of accommodations offers everything from funky vintage trailers to yurts, all located in the town of Marfa, about 1.5 hours away from the park, but irresistibly unmissable. The belief at this hotel is that life should be a balance of adventure and do-nothingness, and guests embrace this ethos in the property's hammock grove, wood-fired hot tubs, outdoor showers, and lounge areas after a day of exploration. The Perch. Atop a 60-million-year-old limestone plateau at the end of a dirt road, accessible only by 4x4 vehicles, sits this architecturally intricate, fully self-sustaining 3-bedroom home. Expect astounding sunrise and sunset panoramas, captured not only by you, but by the house itself, to provide its own power. Bryce Canyon National Park, Utah. Who will love it? Family road trippers, stargazers, and rock lovers. All-star attractions include Inspiration Point, Fairyland Loop, Queen's Garden, and Navajo Loop. Don't miss a sunrise at Sunrise Point. Utah is chock-full of otherworldly landscapes, but this park stands out for its spectacular spire-shaped rock formations known as hoodoos. Its limestone amphitheaters display a color palette of red, orange, and white, setting the tones just right for especially striking sunrises and sunsets, an extensive trail network and vistas that will make you marvel at nature's mysterious artistry are the main attractions at this park, which can be enjoyed under a blanket of snow or sunshine. Where to stay? Bryce Canyon Inn. Mere minutes from the park, Bryce Canyon Inn offers a collection of cozy log cabins and vacation home rentals. On site, you'll find a casual family-owned pizza joint, as well as the local favorite, Bryce Canyon Coffee Company. Stone Canyon Inn. While there are 6 different types of accommodation options available here, the treehouse stays come out on top, literally. Hanging lounge chairs dangle beneath the houses, while unobstructed views of Bryce Canyon stun when you step out on the deck. Dry Valley Ranch. View Bryce Canyon from an elevation of 5,700 feet at this idyllic desert retreat. The ranch is the beautiful brainchild of its owners, featuring floor-to-ceiling windows for optimal views, a cookable and conversational kitchen, a vintage vinyl collection, and so much more. White Sands National Park, New Mexico. Who will love it? Sand sledders, lucid dreamers, and moonrise catchers. All stellar attractions include Dunes Drive, Dune Life Nature Trail, and Interdune Boardwalk. And don't miss a sled down the dunes at sunset. Rest your eyes on the endless expanses of shining and shifting sands as the sun dips behind the world's largest gypsum dune field. Wander barefoot with a freshly waxed sled in hand through the location that holds the most Ice Age era fossilized footprints on Earth. Then indulge your inner child with a slide down the soft hills. Kids will have a field day while the whole family will be dazzled by the sun and shadow patterns that pop particularly at sunset. Prepare to drive around an hour or more to get here from your stay, but this is the park to go to for rekindling a sense of wonder and awe. Where to stay? Hotel Encanto. Grab a complimentary sled from the concierge and head to the dunes. This southwestern-style hotel in Las Cruces is the ideal launch point for the park, and the town itself offers no shortage of things to do. Be sure to check out the robust Saturday Farmers Market and grab eclectic beers at Bosque Brewing. Sierra Grande, a Ted Turner retreat. It's worth the drive to the town of Truth or Consequences to stay at this restorative, conservation-focused boutique property. Daily complimentary hot spring soaks and acres of the property's unspoiled beauty are at your fingertips. Guests can also learn about the extensive initiatives underway to preserve and protect the vast expanse of flora and fauna across Ted Turner's million acres of New Mexico land. The Desert Dome. This Chaparral Dome abode is optimally located just over an hour from White Sands on the edge of White Sands Missile Range. Ascend the spiral staircase for sprawling views and have fun exploring the many colors and shapes of this day. This is Rebecca Naldo, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading for Are We There Yet? A quirky travel guide to the Southwest and beyond.
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again.
If you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org. Left click on broadcast info and audio, then under programming links, left click on demand podcasts. You can now listen to Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or other smart home device.